Platform shifts, privacy protests, and a talent exodus. Google will shut down Assistant on Android on September 4th and replace it with Gemini, ending a decade-long voice assistant experiment. Google Assistant launched in 2016 on a pre-transformer architecture that could not scale the way large language models can. Gemini is a fundamentally different kind of system rather than an incremental upgrade. The transition timeline is tight for the third-party developers who built integrations for Assistant, and tens of millions of users have routines, alarm setting, smart home controls, navigation commands, built around interaction paradigms that will change. DuckDuckGo's $35 normal fucking sunglasses, featuring no camera, no microphone, no AI, and no connectivity, sold out completely. Functioning simultaneously as satirical commentary and genuine consumer product, aimed at buyers uncomfortable with Meta's Ray-Ban smart glasses. European privacy regulators have been increasingly hostile to the Ray-Bans, which allow wearers to photograph and video subjects discreetly. The sellout suggested the market for privacy as identity is larger than most technology companies acknowledge. Ex-product chief Nikita Beer stepped down after 1 year. Beer, who built viral consumer apps Gas and TBH before their acquisitions, was reportedly brought in to help generate organic engagement. The advertiser exodus from X that began in late 2023 has never fully reversed. Blue Origin identified a BE4 engine valve as the cause of the New Glenn rocket explosion, a specific discrete mechanical problem rather than a systemic mystery, giving the program a defined engineering target. The question is whether the launch cadence can recover in time to compete for contracts SpaceX has been winning during the downtime. The FBI deployed a counter-drone task force to the Spokane wildfires, the same unit that provided electromagnetic and radio frequency interdiction at FIFA World Cup matches in Seattle, after unauthorized drones near active fire lines began grounding air tankers and helicopters dropping retardant. Physics PhD graduates are leaving the United States at a record rate. The share departing within 6 months of graduation nearly doubled from 16 to 29% in 2025, according to an AIP report. Physics PhDs are a primary talent pipeline for AI research, quantum computing, and advanced semiconductor design. The report cited a likely mix of visa uncertainty, political climate, and academic research funding cuts as contributing factors. The destination of that talent, Europe, Canada, the United Kingdom, Singapore, and South Korea, represents a measurable reduction in the advanced technical talent available to U.S. companies at precisely the moment competition in those fields is most intense.